looking into the deep history of the people who made Omaha what it is today, is an art exhibition taking place at the Jocelyn Castlin Gardens that celebrates the story of those who founded the institution. From the Good It May Do is an art exhibition that explores the lives, influence, and legacy of George and Sarah Jocelyn. Digging into the archives, artist Josephine Langben unravels the story and lasting impact of the two through her work.
I feel like I just chipped the surface on all the work that they did in our city. The title of the show, From the Good It May Do, came from a quote from Sarah when she was talking about the Jocelyn Memorial being built, now the Jocelyn Art Museum, and that she was trying to create something for the people of the city to enjoy, and that she had made a comment of, from the happiness I may derive from the good it may do. And I just found that in a lot of things that they did even impact me in my own career life today. So they helped fund one of the first buildings for UNO, Fontenelle Forest, Omaha Community Playhouse. And they did so much. They even left, you know, Sarah even left the estate to the city for public use.
Arriving in the United States in the 1890s, George and Sarah Jocelyn helped build up the city of Omaha through their investments in the arts and cultural institutions around the area.
They came to Omaha with $9 in their pocket and they built everything themselves. You know, they were asked several times, like, are you going to move to California? Are you going to move away? And from what I found, the consistent response was, you know, we love this city, so we're gonna give back to it. What I hope people take away from the show is that the people that we surround ourselves with and the choices that we make can really shape experiences, and that's exciting. And that, you know, while Sarah and George became some of the wealthiest people of their time, I also think that small acts can do great things.
With paintings ranging from black and white portrayals of the couple to cyan prints of various moments of their lives, From the Good It May Do is an exhibit that still echoes the importance of these small acts through the very creation of the work itself.
It's such an honor to be able to do this work. In fact, there was one point in the studio I was painting a portrait of Sarah, and I was like, oh, I'm painting Sarah. Should I be doing this? Like, do I need permission? Special thanks to the castle for letting me do the show. But also there are a lot of hands behind the scenes. Perch Press, who's an artist, Kimberly Marr at Hot Chops. She is printing all of these beautiful posters, and she did all the design work for the invitations. She did such a great job. District 2's doing the flowers. Brad Marr did all my stretchers and he's helping me install. Les Bruning did a casting to help with a piece. I'm really grateful for my Hot Chops community because, I mean, a lot of pieces came to fruition because of them.
From the Good It May Do will be holding an opening reception at the Jocelyn Castle this July 16th, with the exhibition still running till September 6th. More information can be found at jocelyncastle.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.